Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We'll continue the Randy Terrell Show. Please recognize him for CCR Senate Bill for 197.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 197 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Indigent Defense System.
Representative Terrell, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Member, Senate Bill 197 contains the appropriation for indigent defense. It's minus 6%. Move adoption. Take any questions.
There are a couple of questions on the CCR. Representative Wesselhoff, for a question, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Terrell, in light of the fact that the number of agencies took no budget cuts, some actually saw their budgets increase, how do we justify cutting one agency that gives poor people a shot at justice? How do we justify a 6% cut?
Representative Wesselhoff, I appreciate your concern about that. The answer, and you'll notice that we added in about $300,000 back to their budget. We fund two different things that are litigation related, indigent defense, which does criminal defense work, and legal aid, which does civil work. That's through the Supreme Court. The answer is that we're under a constitutional obligation to fund this particular agency. So we added money back in. I would just submit to you that's the best we could do.
For a follow-up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I realize there's two pots of money there, but what I don't know, and maybe you can help me understand this, is if there was a shortage in one of those pots of money, say on civil litigation, could the criminal the money set apart for criminal litigation be transferred to the other fund? Or are they
not without legislative authorization, Representative Wesselhoff?
For additional follow-up, you're recognized.
And so do you consider those two entities balanced?
I consider those two entities two wholly different creatures.
Representative Reynolds, for a question, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Terrell, I hadn't noticed in some of the previous bills, but I see in this bill that it specifically talks about the director's salary. Is that because we're increasing it, or is it staying the same?
No. In my subcommittee, I didn't, in consultation with the Speaker and the budget chairman, I made the decision that we were granting no pay increases, no authorization for pay increases to anybody.
Jeff, follow up. Seeing no further questions, Representative Terrell moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all in favor of adoption of the CCR signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 197 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Indigent Defense System.
Representative Terrell moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? The clerk will activate the machine. The sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. The roll call is in progress. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Miller votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Ritz votes nay. You checked in. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Dank votes aye. The Brat Pack votes aye from the back of the chamber. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Is that all of you? Representative Jones votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Pittman votes from her desk like a perfect little lady. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Jeannie McDaniel votes aye. Representative Billy votes aye. Representative Ownby votes aye. We should just have bar stools. Who needs a desk? Representative Jackson votes aye. Front page above the fold, boys. Clerk, clear the vote.
92 aye, 3 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Terrell now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that'll be the order. Declare the vote.
92 aye, 3 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.